Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Yes, this is an unexpected pleasure for us and hopefully for you that we are doing a Sunday edition of the Psychic Doctor Show. That's our little Halloween mascot that
Halloween
you just heard.
Skeleton dog.
Yes, and I really am glad that we're doing a show tonight. We spent the entire afternoon hoofing it around Busch Gardens.
Around Europe.
And it was, literally. And they have hills there, let me tell you. Whoa. Yeah, and it's amazing. They get these elderly folks, not that we don't think ourselves elderly, but they get them out there and they keep up. Of course, a lot of them get those little riding, what would you call that thing?
Those wheelchair scooters.
Yeah, yeah. So, yes, we did enjoy our day. We did. And I am very happy to be here with all of you. Just want to remind there Terry Sue will be able to get in some good mileage by foot over the hills where you live. I thought it was flat. I don't know why. She's in England, by the way, for those of you that may wonder, who is Terry Sue? So anyway,
we come from a place that was built on a hill, basically, Duluth.
Pretty much
a hill. Yeah.
And a lot of people that see where we come from, like when they're out on the Lake Superior, they think that looking at our town, which is literally built, looks like it's on the side of
the
a mountain.
The main part of it is.
Yeah. They say it looks an awful lot like Italy. So.
Yeah.
All right. So back to what we're doing. I am using ordinary playing cards. It's important to make this distinction because so many people misunderstand and say, oh, she does tarot cards. No, I do not. I would if I could, but I've had no luck trying to pick it up. And also, I really needed to focus on grandmother's method of personal prophecy so that no other philosophy managed to, you know, bleed into it, so to speak. So it's important that you are all aware we're using ordinary playing cards. Also, I am going to use a full 24-card layout, which is my personal preference. I personally prefer, rather than, you know, how some of the people out there, and this is not a criticism, it's simply an observation, they are like, 1, 2, 3. You know, they just are really fast. That's what their preferred method. Anyway, I don't know what Virgil's referring to.
He's talking to me, Deb.
Oh, okay, sorry. Sorry. Welcome to Virgil and Terry.
We haven't done that yet.
Well, I can do it if I want.
You can do it, but I'm just saying it's not the official.
All right, so anyway, bear that in mind. I'm using a full 24 card layout, and this is what I like to do because it gives me a chance to really see the landscape of your life from the past to the present and, of course, the path you're taking into the future. And many things, especially matters of the heart, are going to come through in these readings. So, and I have an interesting story to share with all of you a little bit later. But right now, I'm going to turn you over to Cousin It here, Jimbo.
Yeah, that movie was on.
Yes, many times.
Anyway, we want to welcome everybody. This show is for informational and entertainment purposes only, and educational, and all sorts of fucking purposes, okay? We can't count them all. So many purposes. The lens is a tiny bit dirty, but not so bad. But anyway, it is what it is. We are filming live, so we're not messing with it now. If you're international out there, folks, let us know. We'll give you live international shout-outs. Like, we have Terry Sue and Virgil in the UK, and I believe, Jay hasn't been here for a while. Isn't he in Canada? That's what I thought. Okay, well, yeah. So international shout-outs, and as you show up, we'll keep giving them. But those are the folks that are here already. Three of them. Excuse me. Okay. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. True statement. If you have nothing but silence, something didn't go right, just call back. Facebookers, we'll see what happens. We don't know what we're going to do as far as phone calls and switching to you. We switch to you when we can. That we will, but... Settle down, boy.
We need a name for this Halloween creature.
All right. So, Facebookers, if we switch, we can. We'll switch to you. We don't know, but you know, all you can do is hang tight. You can't make any promises. That's all. You can't make any promises.
Yeah.
Also, that sound, no matter who you are, when you're getting your reading, please, when you hear that sound, let the reading come to an end. That's what that means. Your reading's concluded. It's angels, harps. And I am going to pull an angel card for you tonight before you go. And it'll be from the Healing Angel card deck. I haven't pulled this one for a while. So
yeah,
you shall. The harps shall mean something tonight other than shut the hell up. It actually will mean angels are here with a card for you. So that's all cool. That's all good. Let's see here. I think, Deb, if you have some spewing to do, spew it now before we take the call.
I do. I've got to share something with you. One of you, and I don't know if you want your name used for this, but sent me an amazing, what should we call this, like an audio report. There's a guy, a gentleman named H.G. Tudor, T-U-D-O-R. This guy's phenomenal in how he can literally dissect a situation. And we have a situation here.
We're not here.
What he's calling it is the sad, hairy habit. And we're referring to, well, what do we call him? The ex-prince? He's still a prince? I don't know. But I think in some ways, he's actually the king of bad decisions. And if you listen to this thing, and I just found it jaw-dropping in the sense that I have to tell you, blowing my own horn here, simply must do it. Okay, what happened is when they got engaged, I did the cards on when I was broadcasting out of Los Angeles. I did the cards on the show about their upcoming, you know, wedding and the marriage, et cetera, et cetera. And I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. And I said, this girl's got him so, well, we'll call it hornswoggled, that...
Shut up, boy. The dog doesn't even know what that means. What's hornswoggled? Like, I've never heard that. I know what you're trying to get. I just have never heard that term.
And I would say...
He's like head over heels. He's, you know, I got you. Whatever.
Like she became, I want to say, a tremendous mind F word.
I'm just saying, I never heard Hornswoggle. That's all.
And this man, this HG guy here, who, I'm going to have to drop him a note.
I'm sure you can't wait.
Harry was going to end up isolated. You know, basically like excommunicated from his family. And she was, I knew it. I said, this woman is going to take his life apart. If he doesn't, you know, jump and say how high when she tells him to, she is going to ruin his life. And, you know, some of you might say, well, you know, it was a long shot anyway. It was. And now he's lost so much. I understand that this man said in his broadcast, they try to get discounted rooms at luxury, you know, hotels. And they're told not just no, but hell no. And what's going to happen is poor Harry is he's the victim of serious love bombing that went on early on from this narcissist. Megan looks sweet, right? She looks adorable. Yeah, she was in the show Suits. And she was on that thing with the briefcases. I mean, yeah. And now, there was that show with the briefcases.
You said Suits.
No, that was the show that she...
Yeah, but I mean, they walked around with suits and briefcases. I don't know.
Somebody say what it was.
Okay.
It's kind of like the $1 million... It was a game show.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, that's a different ballgame. I didn't know it was a game show. Okay. Well, yeah, go back to your spiel.
Yeah, it Suits and then this other game. Where
some
she
kind of game show thing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she lost her podcast deal. It was horrible. They've also now, they're not getting The Apprentice. I don't think, no, it was called that. But now they're not getting a re-up on their Netflix projects. So I just want to say poor Harry is now where so many of us find ourselves after all that love bombing.
Yeah,
where
poor is relative term, P-O-O-R.
Poor?
Yeah, he's not poor.
I would say mentally
and
emotionally.
Right. I'm just saying not bank account wise, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mean poor like, oh, that's too bad for him, type of poor. Not like that poor, broke man. He's not broken. Might be broken up here.
Well, and it's 5 years in now. I heard the clock ticking. I was saying during that show, and some people would call up and laugh at me saying, oh, my God, be quiet. This is going to be a marriage made in heaven. And I was like, whatever you say, but here it is. It's now come to pass. So this piece is called The Sad Harry Habit. And he's spending an awful lot of time alone. You know, it's hard when you got little kids and all, but still. It seems like Megan is checked out now. She came along, caused trouble in the palace, I guess you could say. And now here we are. And I just wanted to let you know, the stuff in these readings does come to pass. It does happen. Maybe not tomorrow. Maybe not even next year. But this is not the first time that I have seen something like this. Actually, it occur involving narcissism, which I don't really know a whole lot about, but I've been learning and people are sharing things with me, information. Why are you shaking your head?
If I hear that, I'm sick of hearing that fucking word. I'm really sick of it.
That's a good thing you're not in that profession then.
It's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that I'm not. It's not even an exact science. You know, it's not an exact science. I don't like that kind of science. It's not exact. It's me. That's why I chose not to be a loony bin watcher. I don't want to watch people freaking bouncing off rubber walls with straitjackets on. That's not my thing. Then I must give you a label. You are fucked in the head. Yes, that's what you are. See? Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, I didn't mean to interrupt your spewing.
And I didn't mean to turn it into, a five-part series lecture, but I just wanted you all to know that these things are present in readings. And so if somebody goes from being extremely crazy about you, and I think we've all been there, and then it starts to cool off, might be time to really take a look at why we're attracted to these kind of people. I've always been caught up in the bad boy syndrome, but I liked him that way. I wasn't thinking I'm going to change him. So, but that was part of my own, I don't know, psychosis, whatever it might be. But they will really sweep you off your feet. And then what? Okay. So I'm going to acquiesce to Jim.
Hmm.
Yeah. And we're going
to
move along.
International shout out to Rachel. We got a break in when we got her shout out because she is from afar where we are. The opposite side of the world.
Who said that? Rachel, I agree, but he's a hard man to control.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She said, can I say professionally, I get sick of Jim saying fuck, fuck, fuck.
Well, first of all, she said it twice, and I don't think I stutter. Do I? I'm not a stutter, typically, so. Maybe she stutters as she types, which is weird if he was
Terry
stutter
Sue
typing.
Thinks you've got a case of Tourette's.
You know what? First of all, somebody used the word professionally. Who here is professional? We're not professional.
What?
We're not professional.
At what I do, I am.
At what you do, but this isn't a frickin' like a show that we've got a professional production team and everything going on like that. We don't have a frickin' control room with directors and producers talking in our earpieces and stuff like that. If we did, they would not allow that. But guess what? We don't. So if anything goes. Yes, indeed. Wasn't that, what was that, Anything Goes? What was that song there, Barky Dog?
What song?
Anything Goes. What was it? Oh. It was a music song on a movie. Oh, it was, remember the Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom at the beginning? When Kate Capshaw was singing, she was singing Anything Goes.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Was
remember
the song
Tap
she was
Dancers?
Singing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I heard that Anything. It was like, what was that? Those movies are great. I liked them. You know, they were just fun.
Well, you got to remember also, he
just
comes
from
an
land down under. Actually, no, I don't. HL
he's from a military background. And I'm telling you, cursing is not only encouraged, it's kind of enforced.
Oh, I was yeah, I was swearing long before the Navy came along.
Well, I didn't know you then.
Right.
So you could have been a baby sucking a bottle at that point. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's just words. Freedom of speech. It's not a big deal. I throw the words out, but I don't actually, like, they're not derogatory towards a single person. I say, oh, fuck, you know, it's all right. But tomorrow I can't, so I'm getting it out of my system. Because tomorrow, News for the Soul, that word is verboten. It is very forbidden.
Here's one thing I don't understand about narcissism.
Now here we go. Let's talk about this exact science that you
why,
can write a formula down and figure it out.
I don't understand why we get so lovesick that we can't see that, hey, this is not the partner for me. But we keep trying and trying and trying.
Not sure why that has to do with that word.
Well, we're dealing with a love bomber that ends up enabling us to have a trauma bond with them, and I might doing this wrong.
The love is blind thing has nothing to do with the other person being a good person or a bad person. Love is blind, period, regardless of the other person. The other person doesn't have to be some kind of evil dude with a frickin' serial killer tendency. It could be some guy you're not compatible with, or he likes to cheat, or, you know, he likes to smoke dope, and you don't like that.
But why do we get where we
that's
can't,
love is blind. That has nothing to do with any mental illness. Love is blind.
We can't disconnect.
The heart and the brain battle. Logic. In emotion. It's like that Spock Star Trek thing. It's like they battle. You know, the logic should win out for the best of everybody, but that emotion's pretty strong. Big battle. Usually the emotion seems like it wins out. You know what I'm saying? For the better, for the worse. Usually the worse.
Well, Virgil makes a good point. He says, I'm going to skip the beginning part only because I don't think they're all like that. Many shave their hairy asses. Anyway, he says military types do tend to swear a lot. Well, I'll tell you, when I was in the Army, we all had to give our M16s a name. And it couldn't be like sweetie or cutie or, you know, they wanted it to be hardcore. And my M16 name was Shithead.
Mm.
And they loved it. Yeah.
That's from The Jerk.
Is it?
Remember his
dog? The
dog
was named Shithead?
We didn't know what to name it. And the dog, like, was barking at something stupid, and he thought the whole place was on fire, and it wasn't. And the guy goes, you should name that dog Shithead. So then he did name his dog Shit because he was Steve Martin as a jerk. He was an idiot, remember?
Yeah.
That was the name of the dog.
All right, well, I think we wasted enough time, but I just
we have yakety yak.
I wanted to bring it out that, God, you ought to look up this guy. What was it again? H.G. Tudor. He has a fabulous voice, too. And
that's what it's all about.
He's funny. I mean, there's humor in this.
Like a clown funny? Here to amuse us?
Do I amuse you?
Is that what I'm here? Is that what I'm here? I amuse you like a clown? Sometimes. Yes. Get a little good fellas. All right, Deb. It's time to turn the show on. Click, click, boom. Here we go. It is area code 203 up in Connecticut. Or Connect I Cut.
Or maybe not.
You're right.
Welcome to the show. We're glad to hear from you. Please speak.
Hi. Michelle.
Michelle.
03, it is actually Connecticut.
I hear it's been a day for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's funny because I had texted you and you had said, keep the kittens. And
no,
so I, if that's so I told her.
No.
Well, no. So I texted the woman and I said, I'm keeping the kittens. And I went outside with the kittens and all my other cats and I was dancing and I said, oh my God, this is such a relief. This is my birthday present and Christmas present. These two kittens, I'm keeping them. And then, you know, my rational mind kicked in and I said, you know, these cats will be better off with this older couple. I mean, they're not that old, but they're really wanting these cats, really, really wanting them. And, you know, I already have 7 cats and some of them aren't doing so well. They're pissy, you know, they're just
baseball team.
They're spoiled.
Issues.
Yeah,
they're spoiled. They are spoiled. And
okay.
So I gave them away, and now I'm sitting here, you know, like I gave away two babies.
Yes, but
two toddlers.
Look at the gift that you gave to that elderly couple. That was huge.
Yeah,
I mean, that was selfless giving on your part. I spoke with her earlier today, so you might think, wow, how in the world did Deborah know this? We were chatting as I was going hiking.
I should have said you were psychic, that's all.
I guess. Anyway,
you
replaced what they lost, and I bet those kitty cats went to the best kind of home ever. Ever.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean,
so why the
pretty
time? What's got you so brokenhearted?
Because this will be the last litter that my cats will ever have, and I don't know. I bonded with these cats. I thought the last litter was hard to get rid of, not get rid of, but I mean,
I
know.
They
were personalities.
That's why I don't want puppies.
But I found,
I will not.
But I found really great homes for them. Like,
and
these homes were great. But this feels like I gave away my children.
Oh,
literally.
Well, we know, and that's why we can't breed puppies, because we would never be able to let them go. You know, you raise them up. When you raise children, you kind of look forward to the day that they say, adios. You know, and you hope they aren't boomerangs that are going to turn right around and come back. But if you do a good job, that's what a parent does, is you send them off into the world.
And it is what it is.
And I think this is a symptom of the rest that you're going through, honey. Not having a job right now. You've got that legal case. You know, people aren't just like a parade through your house. They're to support you and, you know, help you out with things. You went through those people that came and stayed, and thankfully they're gone now.
Yeah, I was surprised at how fast that went.
3 weeks, but I bet they were
hard. I thought that would have been more like 3 months myself. That was actually... it could have been so much worse. It could have been so much worse. Sometimes the good, that stupid, good, no good deed goes unpunished. There are times where there's a reason that thing came to be that saying, because it happens a lot. You try to do something nice and it backfires, you know, and it makes you not want to do something nice, and that's terrible, but that's just the way life is. Cruel bastards.
It is, and you know, you've got to look at what we're involved in life. As a classroom, it's a laboratory. We're conducting experiments and we're learning, you know, we're like setting a hypothesis and then we're doing what we can to prove it. And a lot of times we fail but it's definitely not an amusement park. I sure wish it was, but it's not. You know, we get those moments of having fun, and we should really, having fun, feeling good, being happy, and we should really cherish them. Well, I'm opening up with your cards here. And
okay.
I think seven cats is fine. You know, there's some people that have seven dogs, seven birds. You know, and seven is a good number.
Is it?
What?
I just don't know if it is. I mean, I know. See, I don't either, bud.
It's a lot.
I know, but I think, well, first of all, A.
Yeah.
Just to go back, seven is typically referred to as a lucky number. I don't know what the history is, and I never dug into it. They always say seven is a lucky number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but so that's not bad. But and then I think seven cats are the least amount of work of all the animals you could have. A cat's pretty self-sufficient, you know? You got litter box stuff. And if it's an outdoor cat that doesn't even need a litter box, some cats don't want them. They don't want that litter box thing.
Yeah.
And you put their food and water.
Forget them. I got a lot of litter.
They can be a low maintenance cat.
You can go low maintenance. You can go on vacation.
You really can.
And have one of those self feeders.
You could have, well, mm-hmm. or you just put a big pile of cat food out and it just eats what it wants. And then you can have the automatic kitty litter cleaner, and they'll clean the poop out of there too. You know, there's a lot of things you can do for a cat. I've taken care of people's cats before and fish. And that's not really taking care of. That's like 5 minutes of work a day. Like fish, you go in and you feed the son of a bitch, make sure they're alive. Cats, scoop some poop out, maybe put some more litter, you know, water, food. Hey, how you doing, cat? Gone. That's it. Everything's cool. You know, it's easy.
But dogs can't open the door when they need to go out.
Some people have their dog trained with a doggy door, but you get worried about that.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what they're going to bring in with them.
Like
bring
a deer or
well,
a raccoon. It would be
a baby deer, but you're right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
anyway, I got these.
I hope to make it.
What do you got?
All right, what I got for you, hon, is this. I think these cards have some advice for you. First of all, why don't you consider looking at the legal case as it's going to go, whichever way it's going to go. And basically, it's out of your hands, okay?
It is.
Would be one stress off of your life right there. If you just say, hey, what's meant to be is going to be.
Yep.
And go ahead.
She's agreeing with you.
I'm with you. That's exactly how I think, because I've got the best lawyer possible. He's going to do his thing. There's nothing more I can do. Nothing more. Whatever he needs from me, I'll try to provide it. And it may cost me some money because there is some money involved. Like, things that have to be paid for up front, you know, document fees, stuff like that, you know.
But you still have recourse. Remember, words have energy. Some words I don't like to say because I feel like it's going to cause something to happen. But this legal matter that you're involved,
you.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Going about it this way, let's say it does not come to pass.
Hmm.
Okay. Now, that's going to be a real hit for you, but you can go out. You can post reviews of work. Go to a place called glassceiling.com, I think it's called, where
really?
You can post about, and everybody.
Okay.
If you ever go to get a job somewhere, go to glassceiling.com.
Interesting title.
Well, yeah, because some
people... I'm not even that invested in revenge. The whole thing is I like to invest my effort in a concerted way to do my part, you know, and my part was finding that lawyer, writing it up, doing the EEOC claim and handing it over. My part is, and I'm just not invested in, in anything else, because God's going to do what he's going to do. You know, the universe is going to unfold the way it unfolds.
Exactly. I do agree with you. Also, you have an imminent move coming into your life. It's on the way. I do believe that you are going to relocate, turn the page, and you're going to start fresh.
Turn the page.
I even asked Jim, I said, couldn't you come and work at your, he works for a very successful, thriving, oh my God, it's like its own city where he works. Yeah, you have
really?
To get a shuttle ride, or, yeah, if you need to, around the place.
You do, yeah.
He said, sure, she could, I'm sure, we don't know
didn't
exactly
say that,
what
no, did
you
I?
Do.
Right.
Yeah, you said it would depend on what she does.
Yeah, right.
But they, yeah, sure, it's an option.
But
for
I mean,
you.
There's, you pretty much, if you sweep floors, they have jobs. I mean, if you are an engineer, they have jobs. If you are an environmental engineer, if you are a chemist, if you are, I mean, whatever, they have jobs.
So this is coming. If these were my cards right here, and, you know, I got to get this class going for all of you, because I know it's hard. It's like I'm speaking Greek over here, and you just want it in English. But, you know.
What is Greek? Is it Latin?
Greek. Yeah, what do they talk? Virgil, you were there. Do they speak Latin over in Greece? Well, you'll get back to us.
I just assume. I don't
It's going to restart your life. And this card, the Ace of Spades upside down.
Upside down.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm doing that.
Round and round.
It means at a distance.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't
That's
mean across
sentence.
Town. It means across state. And I said to you, come here. It's a wonderful place to live.
I actually looked at houses up there, and I saw some really lovely houses. And then I did some YouTube videos on the place. They said, don't move to Virginia Beach. Tourists come in. There's traffic everywhere.
It was on the beach.
And I thought, oh.
Yeah, that's the drop of the beach. Yeah, don't live
on the beach.
Like Atlantic City, don't live on the boardwalk. Well, imagine that you don't live on the tourist hotspot,
No, but there's five communities here. Newport News, Chesapeake, Norfolk, what's the other one? Suffolk.
Portsmouth, Suffolk, Newport News,
Portsmouth.
Chesapeake, and Williamsburg, they consider part of Hampton Roads, too.
So don't what you look at. But yeah, here's what's going to happen. I feel you're going to write a new book, figuratively speaking, and you're going to start on page one, chapter one, and it's going to be a whole different book. It's going to be great. Remember one thing, Charleston's another military place. Remember, when you live in a military community, it's a melting pot of people from everywhere. Guam, we got some Guamanians. Got people from California, and, you know, they're all from all over. And so it's they're young communities. People tend to retire there. I'm just saying, I'm not doing a commercial.
Yeah, I hope you're not doing a commercial.
For here.
You don't got nothing to gain
from it. But I'll tell you what,
I
didn't move away. I ran away from where I lived. It got to the point I couldn't breathe anymore up there. Bunch of judgy people and... So much animosity.
We're talking about your family.
I'm talking about friends and everything. It just got to be too much. It's like they won't let you let go of the past.
That's
true.
It is. So I ran away and I came here. And I'll tell you what, best thing I ever did. It is.
All right.
So to continue. You're going to make
moves. We're not done?
I'm almost done. You're going to make moves. And you know what? Your future husband he isn't to be found where you are. He's to be found elsewhere.
Uh-huh.
He is a magnificent black man.
So I guess that next time you're walking along the beach, start looking over a rock, see what's under there.
Yes, I have seen him. He's well built. He's distinguished. Shut up, dog. Hey. It's Sparky. Be quiet.
Hey, be nice to the dog. It's a devil dog.
Devil dog. I like it. Yeah, I think he could very easily be a lawyer. He's very well healed financially, but he is tired of dating plastic women. Come on, guys, you know what I'm talking about. You know, they're plastic. Mm-hmm. And he wants a real kind of hometown gal. And boy, I think that's you. And he's magnificent. He isn't going to date you. He's going to court you. Right there. This is right here. In case you're thinking, where the hell is she being at? So.
Wow.
Actually, I wasn't thinking that.
You've outgrown what you are. And tears can often be so cleansing and refreshing. Sometimes we just got to, you know, turn on the waterworks and let it go. Let it go. So anyway, I want you to try to, and then I'll let you go. I'll let you have it.
You're not going to let me go. I'm not going anywhere.
Turn yourself towards the future. And the future is to the right. The past is to the left.
Because time keeps on slipping into the future.
Okay. Yeah.
Move to Manchester, England. But you know what? We can't work there for a long time in England. You can't even be a volunteer over there for like a long time. It's weird. But you turn yourself and you think, I'm expectant, like pregnant with the future. And I am going to be ready to receive.
Interesting. Mm.
And then watch and see what happens.
Yeah, it's hard to move with the cat. You know, that's the thing slowing me down a little bit. But I'm hoping by maybe next year sometime I will do a move towards the beach.
That's a goal. Oh, that would be amazing. It's a goal that you put in front of you now.
Yeah.
Okay. And in life coach, you've got to have goals, even little ones, if it, you know, lead to the big one. But you made some statements today when we were talking that really kind of broke my heart. So I told you, let me be close to you.
Yeah.
Worst thing in the world is feeling alone. And I don't want you to feel that way, honey. You've got me. You've got this bozo right here. And you got everybody.
Thank you.
So, oh, honey, yes. Well, it isn't what love says. It's what love does. Okay? And I think I'm off my pulpit.
Can I read my frickin'?
Go ahead.
I used a different F word that should not offend anybody. Can I read my frickin' healing angel card now?
You may.
Well, holy frickin' frick.
You can even say
frickin'. Frickin'y, frickin'y, frick. All right,
I hate that word. I hate that word.
Frickin'. Oh, say effin'. That effin' thing. Effin'. Yeah.
Well, first of all, I can say whatever the hell I want to say, first of all. Let's make that really clear here. Monday, I'm on some kind of a lockdown on Monday shows, which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, I have some restrictions, but on any other show, I can say whatever I desire. But anyway, here we go. Hey, for the third time, we have harps. Archangel Metatron. Ooh, I love Transformers.
Metatron, that's a big dog.
I am your link between heaven and earth, between your humanity and your divinity. I am here to help you heal the conflict that exists between your heart and your mind. Feel me in your heart and thoughts. Through oneness, there is love. And this is Archangel Metatron speaking.
Make sure you read up on that. Metatron.
Yeah.
It sounds like a transformer.
Yeah, be very careful when you type that one letter off and you're going to watch a whole bunch of Transformer cartoons, which are entertaining. They are entertaining.
I hope this has helped.
Sounds appropriate.
You've been on my mind all afternoon.
Oh.
So,
all right.
You did a beautiful thing today. You really did. You're going to be blessed for that. Because you could have been selfish and kept that. I mean, you could have a house with 25 cats.
Well, you could be a crazy cat lady. Indeed, you could. That is your call. It's a free country.
You know, these little cats look at you. You know, they look at you and they look right into your soul. And they say, why are you doing this to me? And it's the roughest thing.
Well, you know, way back the time, the Egyptians thought cats had...
They worshipped them.
They
were like gods.
They
were almost like a goddess to them. They were, like, very divine and important to them.
And what is... Well, I can't do it. I was going to say, yeah, kitty cats are divine. They're goddesses. And what do you think we women have? We got kitty cats, too.
I would say you have a lot of mental defects is what you have. It has nothing to do with a cat.
Mental?
No, you're missing it.
Yeah, go south, young man.
I knew what you were talking about. That's all we freaking talk about. I wanted to take a different route for a change on the show.
You stay high-minded. Stay high-minded.
That's the gateway of life. Okay.
Yeah, you can have all the gates you want, but without the key, it takes two to tango. You can't do anything. Neither one person can make man.
You've got the key.
That's what you should be for Halloween. Pussy galore. Pussy galore.
Yes. Oh, Sean Connery, James Bond movie. I love it.
Well, your kitties are going to love you tonight.
Chicken, not stirred.
There's no doubt in my mind. They're there for a reason.
All right, let's go, Deb.
Okay, we got to move on, honey.
Yeah, because we...
But,
okay, all right. Bye-bye, and thank you.
You contact me if you start feeling low again, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, that's what we do. Everybody should do is let others reach out to you, right?
Okay. Reach out and touch someone. That was the old Ma Bell commercial back
in
the day.
Yeah. All right, honey, you take care.
Back when you had to dial long-distance calls. And
take
you got,
care. We love you.
I muted her a while ago.
Well, whoop-dee-doo.
She's still listening. You're just not going to get a response. No, she hung up on her own, but she could be here in Facebook. Typically, that means they're in Facebook, so.
Okie dokie. What do we have?
We're going up north.
What is that?
That was my voice cracking.
No, but what is that?
That's Bob and Doug McKenzie, The Great White North on SCTV back in the frickin' late 70s, early 80s.
You're dating yourself, Jimbo.
I am. Hey, you know what? I'd have no problem with that anymore. I've already surrendered to the fact that most of my references are going to date me. I just live with it now. Yes. It is what it is. But those are classic stuff, so I feel good about witnessing and watching The Great White North Show on SCTV. All right.
Yeah,
this must be Jay.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Hey,
hello,
Deborah. Hey,
awesomeness.
There.
Hey, so where are you right now? Because it's been a while. You could have moved and stuff. Where are you?
Well, okay. I'm in the same place. I'm same job. Have some fun with it. I have an issue with it. Kind of like not issue, but I have to do a metaphysical inquiry regarding my boss who I'm working with right now.
Okay.
I think it's working out very, you know, fairly well. I mean, it's like working really well. Sometimes he does stuff, and I think it's related to what he does with his video gaming, I think.
Really?
He uses some words. Yeah, he's into Dungeons & Dragons quite a bit, and I just feel that I'm the character in the Dungeons & Dragons for real life. Because you use words like conquer and things like that. So, but what's happening now is that he is, what he's doing is that he would actually tell me something to do and then he goes, does it himself. So he says, well, one of them was just, you know, changing a battery on a vehicle. He says, okay, you go there and change it, put the battery in. So what happens is I'll do that after lunch. And then he goes and does it himself. I go, like, what's going on? And then we were working on a project, and he just hands it in to another division. But then he just assumes stuff. I said, you know, what's going on here? So I'm trying to figure this out. And I just think, I don't know if he's jealous or he doesn't have a confidence, or because I have this funny feeling that I'm cutting up some ideas, and he just really groans about it. And I think the person he's kind of tied in a situation where you got what person does he want to work with him? Was a person who just wants to get along, or a person who really knows, you know, balance of being along and, you know, having enough smarts to, you know, do the job? But I never claim that I'm really smart, because that would actually give away things that he would try to create a competition about it. So I just wonder what that.
Okay.
It's a long, well, long, it's a long question. Right up,
yeah, yeah, right off the top, though, it's like he has trouble delegating and relying on others, where he's doing it himself, and then it's like he kind of blames them.
Is that the case, Jay?
Well, no. I think is what happens is that he's been telling me stories of what he has to do with the other. He's doing the best. Is he delegating? But what happens is when he assigns stuff or asks other divisions to get along with this movement, it lets him down because he never gets the straight answer. We got to wait for months. Like we're waiting for months for parts and things. And it's like it's a helpful battle. And you just look on his face as discouragement because we're trying to get stuff done, but it's not a priority because the company is spending so much money somewhere else. So, So
companies get too big for their own britches sometimes. Yep, they become their own worst enemy.
Well, that too, but it's that they have other priorities, right? You know, it's a parts priority versus maybe, you know, getting another shop set up, right? So it's a juggling act. We're really growing fast. And,
yeah. Suppose they got to shift budgets around, and somebody's going to be unhappy when they don't get the budget they need or the attention they need or whatever.
Well, what I'm picking up here is his private life sucks, and he has trouble depositing that outside of the business door. He's got personal issues, and there's a lot. Yeah, and you know, some people it really affects their work personality, and this may not jive for you. You might be thinking, oh, that's really kind of off base. But it's funny how people will say and do completely different things. He could tell you, oh, his personal life is fantastic.
Or he might not just talk about it at all.
Right, or not at all.
Which they shouldn't.
Which
in
men
theory.
Do mostly.
Well, and if he's a supervisor or a boss type person, he should not bring that into the mix.
Well,
depending, but anyway.
Yeah, and that's what I think is at the core of everything is his personal life is bad. Shut up, dog.
Bud agrees. Come on, don't give Bud a break here,
Is he married? Is he involved with somebody? Because there's a woman here that's figuring very prominently in all of this.
Well, yeah, no, he's married, has two kids. Maybe a third one coming on the way next year. But,
Yeah, well, life isn't so rosy on that street he lives on.
Yeah, and quite often it's not when you start adding papooses to the mix.
Oh, it makes it worse.
Yep, yeah, so, we all know that. All of us had children, raised them, and shot ourselves in the foot a couple
of
times.
So it would be great if he'd get some therapy or something, but who's going to do that? You know, women do it before men do, I think. But what's really here is, the higher-ups are controlling. They're down here. I see them right here. And they're creating a lot of stress for people like him. So you are, it's like they say in the military, shit rolls downhill. So what comes down to him, he's going to roll right down to you guys as the minions. I don't know what you want to call
them. Underling.
They're called the grunt workers, right?
Right.
Bud agrees. Now, big picture, you don't, because it is also kind of a general reading. You don't see anything catastrophic, no speed bumps he needs to worry about, Jade, nothing coming up that's going to, or do you see something you should be concerned about? I want to ask.
Well, I don't want to say it's a sinking ship, but it's got problems.
His employment?
Employer? Yeah, I think that they're trying to make, they're patching a lot of holes.
Well, he says they're growing. Yeah. And some, you know what? I have seen it here.
Yeah.
I have seen companies that just, they've tried to grow too fast and they have sunk. I can't say that's not happening here. Maybe some people recognize it. But I've seen companies here, they've come into town. We're opening up this, and we're doing all this stuff. And it's like,
they expand too quickly.
You expanded way too quickly without any kind of resources and logistics, and they crumble. But I don't know if that's
yeah, that's
the case.
What I'm seeing.
But I have seen that here many times.
And things are going to get tighter. But if you get the urge to move on in your work, you know, you don't have to stay and go down with the ship. But if you do just get that feeling, it's going to be the right time to be, you know, getting some nibbles.
A lot of times if a ship starts sinking, the first things you see trying to get off are the rats and the cockroaches. It's a sign. It's a sign. Not sometimes even before the smart people are trying to get off. But anyway.
So well, that's what I've got for you. He's got personal problems, plus he's under a lot of pressure from a bus.
Yeah. Who let the dogs out? All right,
real
quick.
For the reading, Deborah.
All right, well, here you go. Real quick, here is your healing angel card reading, and the subject is prayer. No matter how difficult the situation may seem, all is possible. Ask. We are listening.
Yeah.
And these are from the angels, and you don't have to be a Christian or whatever religion.
No, but you can be spiritual.
Angels don't have to necessarily be out of the Christian Bible. It can be just divine spirituality stuff, too. So just for people that care out there. I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, good luck. I'm not seeing any of this really affecting you at all. It's just that you have to
No problem. I just got to watch what's going on. But, you know, Jimbo, that card is really relevant to where I work at, because during lunchtime or break time, we usually have we usually just sit together and have a little snack and just talk about things. But usually we have before we do that is we have a little prayer. We say a little prayer.
Well, that's pretty awesome, and I like that. You know, people should be able to do things. People should be able to do things like that in their own workplace if they're right before you take your lunch or break. If you guys want to do that, yeah, you absolutely should be able to do that. Nothing bad will ever come of that, ever, even with people that I don't like prayer. I don't believe it. You know what? If you don't believe in it, let other people do it. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to affect anything. Yeah. And only good can come out of it. Nothing bad will ever come out of it. For people that nobody asks anyone to believe in stuff. That's all.
It's really nice to hear from you.
Yeah, it is awesome. And I'm glad when you showed up, because a lot of times we don't hear from people for a while, and they show up and bad things happen. So cool.
No,
showed up and everything's going pretty good. We like that. That's awesome.
You're welcome. You know, honestly, I can't make it during the weekdays, because usually when I get home, it's about the end of the show. So it's on usually on weekends. I decided to take a chance today and do that and say hi and see how things are going. Yeah, too. See you both. Yeah.
Well, awesome, man. Hey, we are glad you came on. You sound positive. We like it. And we're glad that you came here with a positive thing, and the things that you're concerned about aren't like life or death. So that's awesome.
You're welcome. I'm really grateful for your insight and everybody else who's listening out there. Yeah, we appreciate it. So I'm grateful for this moment, because it's all we got right now, you know?
That's right.
Exactly.
You don't know when the next one would be. Eventually there won't be a moment, you know?
That's
If she was a he and he was a she.
For a boss, all you have to do is say she's got pretty shoes, because we really like hearing that we have pretty shoes. So. I don't think it's going to work.
Unless they don't. Then they know you're milking it if they're wearing like safety shoes. you got to be careful with the compliments. All right. Appreciate it, Jay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We hope you become called back again and not be a lone stranger. Really stop. And I like when you, even if you can't call in or don't want to, I like when you stop on Facebook and say hi.
Terry Stu the skeleton dog should be called Bang.
I don't know yet.
F-A-N-G.
Now, where's that from?
Well, Fang was the husband of Phyllis Diller.
I think it should be called, but I don't get to choose. It should be called, what was Jon Snow's dog?
Oh, the Dire Wolf?
Yeah, what was it called? I can't remember.
What was its name? Come on, people.
When you start watching this, it's like 2-3 years now.
Yeah.
I would choose that. But anyway.
All right. I want to ask Virgil, what is tickety boo? What does that mean? He says, where did I see this? Come on.
Actually, and real quick to Rachel, I have not seen that Exorcist, and I didn't know Russell Crowe was in that movie.
No. It hasn't played here yet.
It might be gone now, actually. Yeah. I remember I didn't know that dude's an awesome actor. I've never seen a movie that he's done that sucks, Russell Crowe movies.
Virgil says it's all tickety-boo in Manchester, England. there is a line of chicks outside my place.
Now they're chicks.
Not birds. So.
Well, he must be trying to talk our language. That's nice that he's trying to make
really
good.
It's ours.
It's okay. I like that people are trying to throw terms out that we understand because sometimes.
Terry Sue said the dog was named Ghost.
Okay. It was a cool dog.
Oh, it means great. Tickety boo. Well, tickety boo.
Or he could be screwing with you. And it doesn't mean that.
I know. It's really hard to trust him.
Remember when you. There was an episode on The Office.
And?
When Michael Scott, who was the black dude?
The guy from the warehouse.
Yeah, but anyway, he was talking to him and then.
Or did you mean the old guy?
No. It was the first. And he automatically assumes, oh, he's a black guy, so he must know gang shit. And the guy joked around and he said flickety-boo. He made some weird term up that's a gang term. That doesn't mean anything and it's really stupid. And Michael Scott thought it was real, you know. That's what I'm saying. You got to watch out what somebody tells you.
Rachel, did Russell Crowe throw a phone at you when you met him? I tell you, that's all people over here remember about him, is that he's a mean cuss. And he threw a phone at a bartender or somebody. Boy, he's really lost his good looks. I think that affair with Meg Ryan kind of really destroyed him.
First of all, he's not a 20-something-year-old young man anymore.
What do you mean, Terry Sue, that you were intimidated buying a drink?
He's done a lot of great movies.
Yeah, he did.
My favorite, I think, of his is probably Master and Commander.
Are you saying?
Love that movie.
That was good. Is that where he played a violin?
Mm-hmm.
He actually learned how to
play.
Him
and the ship's doctor would play a little music together. Yep, Master and Commander. I love that movie.
Oh, Terry Sue. He could have looked at him and said, eyes front, boys.
Well, time out. First of all, no, bullshit. If you go out in public and you wear a revealing dress, why would you wear a revealing dress if you go out in public and you don't want nobody stare at you?
So her boo-boos can breathe?
No. See, you know what?
Uh-huh.
When I was young, I was like 16, 17, I would feel embarrassed by maybe staring at somebody's cleavage. But after a while, it's like, you know what? She wore that. So her shit was sticking out and everybody looked at it. So if I'm going to look at it, I don't care if she sees me looking at it. It's like, you wore that. So, man, see? Yeah, see?
I knew that dog
was
male.
Chicks go out and wear that slinky stuff with no bra. They don't do that by accident.
Trouble is, Terry Sue, you're beautiful. You really are. And you're getting attention now that you haven't had for ever. You know what I mean? I mean, you walk in, it's going to be like the Red Sea party. You know, because I see a beautiful woman in
it. Well, it doesn't even matter if you wore that, you had no choice but to wear the dress up. If you wear some clothing out as a woman and you say, oh, it's the only thing I got clean, I got to wear it or whatever, and it's revealing, then you can't fault anybody for looking. You cannot fault anybody for looking. Because you know what? You got time to break out some safety pins or bobby pins or whatever the hell you want to go. You can nip and tuck something.
But a dickie.
You can nip and tuck something to cover up what you don't want to be seen.
You know
seen.
What a dickie is, right? You put a dickie in there.
Let's go to the next caller.
A dickie is an actual piece of clothing.
I'm not doubting you at all. I believe you. There's a whole bunch of terms like that. I'm with you. Sure.
He stared at your boobs. What does backhanded mean?
What are you talking about?
Rachel said, Russell, didn't look at my face at all. Boobs. He told me I was backhanded.
I don't know. They're from the same frickin' continent,
right? You should
right?
know, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, they're talking that Aussie shit. I don't know what the hell they're talking.
Oh, there's no free lunch, just as there's no free drink. Somebody buys you a drink, you're going to have to give them some time.
Not anymore. We don't have to give them anything nowadays.
Oh, that's pretty cheesy.
It's called risk-reward. Because nowadays people are like, somebody's going to buy me a drink. I don't have to say shit. He should have probably talked to me first and then said, could I buy you a drink?
If some stranger
on another side of the bar sends you a drink over, that's called like throwing a dart with the blindfolds on. So if you don't take a bait and you don't say nothing to him, he knew it. He knew that was a possibility.
Oh, Terry Sue, you
he knew it.
You put a sparkle in their eye, especially if they're old. See, he knows. Especially being old men. They probably went home and took care of themselves after seeing you.
All right, because that's what all old men do, right? You couldn't possibly have vaginas at home, women.
Well, even those men. That's one thing. When I was on the dating websites, even just for research, first thing they'd say is, there's no sex at home, and they masturbate all the time because they have no...
Now, I'm going to throw a bullshit flag. I really believe it's the first... I don't believe it's the first thing they ever said to you. Hey, Deb, I just saw your profile. I want you to know I have no sex at home, and I masturbate constantly. That's the first fucking message you ever got from them.
No, but they said, what is a beautiful woman like you doing on a dating website?
Because they're trying to... because they think they're slick.
Yeah.
And then they want to think like they don't screw around on people. Well, I am celibate because my wife at home has cobwebs in her pussy, and, you know...
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, and you know, I'm not on here to look for women. I'm on here to find a soulmate. No, they're on here to get a whisker biscuit. Bing, bang, thank you. And if you guys buy into that shit, I don't feel sorry for you anymore. if you eat that shit, you take that hook, and you should be reeled up onto the boat like a dumbass. That's all I'm saying. It's one thing if you're, like, young.
Or the other one. Did it hurt?
No, those lines are dumb.
What do you mean, did it hurt? When you fell from heaven? That's not what I ever heard, though, was a guy came up. I was with my girlfriend out in a bar. He came up and he said, hey, my face is leaving in 5 minutes. Be on it. And he walked away, and I thought, that was awesome.
It might be awesome, but he's not going to get any takers.
No, but I think he knew that. I mean, he was very dweeby. Thick glasses, and, you know, dweeby.
Well, then he's a blithering idiot, and he should actually want to try to think of some lines so he could actually go home with a woman for once in his life if he was a dork.
Well, let's bring Lisa out.
Yeah, she is the next caller on the
yes,
list. She's been waiting patiently, and we shall go to her. Area code 520.
Come aboard, Lisa.
You guys are so funny. Hey, first off, though, I want to say my love to Michelle. God bless America. I'm so glad she brought her, you know, self there so we could all send her some good warm feelings.
I agree. And I give her credit. I mean, to come forward like that and bare her soul.
Yeah. That's a lot to go through what she's, you know.
Yeah. So thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah.
You know what? Right. Someone said love bud talk. We're ghosts.
Okay. My question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I've been vegging out because I just wanted to. I don't really do that. I'm drinking water and just, you know, eating kale salad and playing around on the internet.
Salad. Oh, my God. Please don't do the water and the kale salad. We'll have to put you in rehab in a couple of days if you keep that up.
Usually I'm running, and tomorrow's no different. I mean, this week starts off really nutso again. But so my neighbor just texted me. He may have knocked on the door, but I'm in the back of my house, so I didn't hear it. And he said, we're leaving. He told me what time we're leaving, and I said, oh, I made ribs. And he said, great. So I gave him some ribs, and then he said, we were talking a little bit. And then he said, you know, we're planning our trip tomorrow because we're going on a big trip out of town. He has to go to the doctor, and then I'm going to take care of some errands. And he said, we're going to a restaurant. We're planning the restaurant. And then he said, I'm treating you. And so I'm going to go for a bike ride right now. It'll be kind of a dark, it's okay, because I feel that was my plan. So, Deb, what did the card say for
tomorrow?
What's going on? Please.
Okay, in general?
Yes.
The finger on the pulse, Deb.
That's right. She wants to know, what do you get for a pulse rate of her life? The finger on the pulse of her life.
I'm just making sure I'm on here. Okay, one more shuffle, then we're going for it.
Do the curly shuffle. The curly shuffle. Do-do-do-do.
Jim likes that dog way too much.
All I got to do is do this.
That is, wow.
You have to see it. It's better visually.
That's what they all say.
We had it last year. I think we bought it last year for Halloween.
We went back to the
skeleton
store.
Scary dog that comes on with its eyes light up and its tail wag, but it's a skeleton.
We wanted our dogs to play or
they couldn't
react.
Give two shits about the dog.
They
course,
did
it is
not
tiny.
Care.
It is small though. It is as big as
don't
a
don't say
it
that
is,
out loud.
It is
why?
Than the, what?
Why?
Don't say it's small.
woman thinking with her twat. That's kind of like it.
That's a bad word.
I didn't say it badly. I didn't call her one. I said she's thinking with it. It's not bad. See, words depend on how you use them. Not all words are bad words. If you use them and you don't use it in a derogatory way. I didn't.
While I'm laying out the cards, I have a question for the Facebookers.
Okay,
Facebookers. Virgil, have you ever taken a stripper home? Because he's out here saying stuff. You know, most of them are lesbians, by the way.
And we're not talking paint stripper.
Right.
Or anything like that. Yeah. We're not talking paint stripper.
Okay. Let's see.
Of course,
what
that would
got.
Be more dangerous, paint stripper.
Well, things are looking mighty fine for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he's looking forward to this. He's glad. Yeah. I think it's going to be a very nice time for you both. Stay away from sticky wickets, if you know what I mean. Stay away from.
Oh, those are my favorite.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you guys have your own code, so I would.
Nothing.
I will just back away. I don't know what you guys are talking
lighthearted.
About.
Lighthearted. Keep it all. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's code.
And it's the most controversial you are allowed to get is if you want to talk about the president. Okay. Otherwise, forget it.
You're not going to shut up the lure in Canada. All right.
Yes.
What president?
Yeah, that's the question. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, go back.
All right. So I think you guys are going to get on new footing now because it seems like you both have a better understanding of each other, that you choose your battles. You don't have to, enter into combat every time something comes up. But if he says something to you that is off-putting or hurts your feelings, I would tell him. Hey, that
I do.
Favorite. Yeah, good.
There's a move. Yeah.
The dog agrees.
He hates that phrase.
I put my drink down personally.
I say, you hurt my feelings, and then I tell him what it is. And then we were looking for a movie to watch the other night, and I said, oh, here's a movie you don't want to watch. It's titled You Hurt My Feelings. And he said, that's right, I don't want to watch it.
We saw that. We went to that.
It's a good movie.
It's a snooze fest.
Excuse me. Wait, back it up.
All right.
I thought it was good.
Are you talking about the movie with that Elaine from Friends?
Yeah.
I mean, not Friends, from Seinfeld?
Yeah, that woman.
You thought
Elaine?
That was a good movie.
Is it Elaine? I thought it was
good. You thought that was a good movie.
Well, maybe it was for her.
It was a long time ago. I watched it by myself.
Oh.
It couldn't be that long ago. We just
long time
here.
Yeah.
Maybe it must be a different movie.
I don't know. I have different
No, it's a different movie.
I have weird I have off the wall taste. I have to admit it.
You know, when they had that dinner party, I thought, oh my God, here we go. It's going to take off.
I think we're not on the same movie.
I can't even remember it. I'll have to go back to kind of.
Saw it a long time ago.
And she said, too, Rachel in Australia says it was an awful movie.
I think it's a different movie.
Oh.
Because she couldn't have seen it a long time ago. It just came out 6 months
ago. Oh, wait a minute. You're right. No, it was the guy was having an affair, right?
Yes.
Not in the movie we saw he wasn't. No, nobody was having a goddamn affair.
Oh, no, that was I didn't like because he's having an affair. I don't like cheaters.
It was that. Then nobody's having an affair in the movie we saw.
I thought they did, Jim, when they were buying the socks, him and the other guy.
They weren't having an affair. He told the guy his wife's writing sucked.
Oh.
There was no affair. That's all that was. There was no affair. Yeah, but it's two different movies.
Oh.
Cool.
Oh.
They might have had the same title.
I have to go back. You hurt my feelings.
No, no,
yeah,
no.
I have to go back to it. I have to go back to it.
There was no
okay.
Was it no Ferris?
Not in our movie. Yours there probably was.
A couple of forbidden topics would be the chick. What's her name? Tina that we've referred to. Don't bring her up.
Okay.
Don't react if he mentions her. That
okay.
is a yeah. That's not a good subject. And
okay.
the Sultan, the flaccid Sultan.
Oh no, no, you're right.
Yeah, stay away from that too.
I put a no zone talk in my brain on those two.
Yeah.
Well, that's good that you put a no talk
yeah.
note
well,
in your
just,
brain. That's good.
I'm not,
yeah. So then I
no
figured
jealousy.
Right. And yeah. and that won't trigger him either.
Okay.
So I think you guys, I'm feeling it'll be on the way back that you start discussing about taking a trip together and maybe laying
yeah.
down some plans. That would be nice for you two.
We talk about it periodically. You're right.
Yeah, I wouldn't encourage him, though, to go to a gay bar. Wherever you travel. Yeah, I wouldn't.
They'll have to get on the microphone and they'll say, gay neighbor, the woman that you arrived with is...
I don't think you need to encourage him.
It is fun, though, if you ever get a chance to go to gay bar.
In my earlier days,
fun.
I mean,
yeah,
thousands of years ago, I did go... randomly with different guys, and it was a lot of fun.
A little bit different for a heterosexual woman to roll in there than is for a gay guy.
And they spot
well,
us because we carry purses.
Yeah.
What do you mean they spot
and
you?
No,
they also spot you because
yeah.
you've got a boobs and a vagina.
No, I'm saying if there's lesbians in
oh,
there.
That type. Oh, you didn't say.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. That type.
Well,
no,
okay.
Well, the gay bars
I would
in the
go,
guys.
Yeah, I had some really nice boyfriends, and we would get really high and drunk, and then we'd go, I'd say, let's go listen to some music. And I'd say, can we go there? And we'd go, and it was so much fun. But my boyfriends were straight out heterosexual, no
oh,
curvy
yeah.
stuff going on.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't go with them.
Jim's dad would get lit, and he would say to all of us, hey, Jim was on his ship.
One time.
Let's go. No, a few times we went, not once. He'd say,
I remember
over
once.
To the gate.
Maybe I wasn't there for the other time.
No, you weren't there for the other time.
Well, then how would I know then, for Christ's sake?
You were on the ship, I said.
Heaven forbid I'd be on a ship deployed, defending the nation. No, just kidding.
Yeah, and his dad liked to go there because he got a kick out of watching men dance and kissing each
yeah.
other. He loved it.
Yeah, and then
yeah,
well, I never thought I would be living in the shoes I'm living in today. But I went once with my girlfriend. I had a great
sorry,
girlfriend a long time ago. And
go,
we had a fun
go.
Time.
Yeah, he's off. He's dead.
Well,
I just
fun.
Couldn't figure.
And
I couldn't figure out why the, you know, we knew it was a gay bar, but I was so young. And we walked in, and the dude bought us a drink. And he said, don't expect more drinks from us. And I said to her, why aren't the men looking at us? And then I had to be reminded, it was a gay bar.
They were looking for meat whistles to play.
Oh, yes.
They were.
Well, I went in the ladies.
They were trolling for trouser tout.
I went into the ladies' room to tinkle, and these women were in line. And they said, one of them said, she was a real cute brunette. She said, we know you aren't one of us. I said, how do you know that? And she said, you're carrying a pocketbook. We don't do that. That's their...
Well, oh, that was a long time ago, too, though, mind you.
I never went to one where there are women in there that were lesbians. Well, maybe,
oh.
yes. I just didn't notice them.
Well, but that
yeah.
was a long time ago. Things are different now.
It's a long time
they don't
ago,
have
yeah.
to have codes. They don't have
there's
to hide.
There's a lot of lipstick lesbians.
Yeah, and nobody has to hide anything like they
yeah.
were trying to hide. Nobody gives a shit anymore, so they're all
yeah,
wide open.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit.
But, boy, you walk through a crowd of them. Remember at Louie's, Uncle Louie's, they used to, Friday nights, that's where the lesbians would gather.
They would, but there was also a lot of regular people besides them. It wasn't just that.
Well, I'll tell you, I never had my crotch stared at so much as walking back from the restroom in that place.
What are they going to
see? Why did you pull your pants up, Deb?
Everything was on the inside.
Well, maybe
you don't have a bulge. You don't have a cock and bulge. What are they looking at? They're going to see nothing. They're going to see nothing.
I maybe had lip readers on. You
but even then,
know.
It's still it's not like you're looking at dudes with stuff hanging out. I mean, what are you going to... Oh,
you know,
look at that. Look at that chick. That looks really great. How there's not a dick in a ball there. It looks great. We can't see anything. She's got pants on.
The
way that you dissuade these lesbians, if you say to them, if it ain't hanging, honey, I don't want it. And they will
right.
leave you alone.
Exactly.
So long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My time on the dating website was very short-lived. A friend of mine said, oh, I found someone there, and I married him, and seemed very successful. And it was right after I lost my person. And I just, it was free. It was free. And
yeah.
But the guy, I could yes. tell they were just a bunch of jerk-offs. They were, one was telling me, when are you going to make my pot roast? And I think they had a number of women on that they were talking to at the same time they were talking to me.
Wow. Well,
it's funny.
Some of us are very desirable to them, to the women.
No, I think they were just hitting whatever, throwing everything at the wall and whatever stuck.
Oh, okay.
Usually shit sticks at the wall.
Oh, do you know that for a fact?
Usually stick to the wall are things you don't want, typically.
Oh, yes. What was that saying? What did Daryl, my late husband, used to say about lesbians? He said, I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body.
I always said to all you lesbians and virgins, thanks for nothing.
Yeah, well.
We got to go, Deb.
Yeah, we do. He's making us go.
Yes,
but Lisa.
Yep, shame on me. I'm an evil, horrible person.
Are you going to have snacks for the road?
That's what he was telling me.
Oh, my God.
I was going to make sourdough. I said, do you want some sourdough toast? And I buy it from the bakery. So, yeah, bring a bunch of edibles and, you know, the kind of edibles I like. You know, he said, let's bring apples and Brazil nuts, and I'm snacking on those.
Sweet.
Isn't this a one-hour trip?
No. It's a two-hour, one-way, two-hour and then 2 hour back.
I got you. All right. It sounds like you guys are going on a 17-hour jaunt. I should bring snacks and food. I got a cooler. I got drinks. I've got flares in case we get lost. I shall shoot flares into the air in case we get lost.
Well, you know what? He's got to keep his hands at 10 and 2. So you need to feed him. Feed him great.
Good idea.
Oh, good fucking God. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, he's got to have his hands on the wheel.
Actually, it's not 10 and 2 anymore, Deb.
What is it, 9?
In the airbag world, you don't want them at 10 and 2 because that's going to fuck your arms up. They want them at 9 and 3.
And you know.
Or even lower for airbags.
That's how you avoid hitting a car that has stopped quickly in front of you. I went to special defensive driving class.
It must have been after you hit a dump truck.
Oh, that was really cheap.
The dump truck
hit me, thank you.
Because you don't know what
it's
stopped.
Oh, no, that's a sad story. I remember that story. It was sad.
You, because you don't feel
no,
like
that
a baby.
That was sad.
Yes, well, it was.
That was a sad story.
But if you go from 9 and
don't
3.
Fucking hit a, don't run the stop sign.
The car in front of you is stopped short. You go, you take the 9 to the 3, then you go the other way, and then you go back, and you will avoid hitting that car.
No, thank you. You know what that was? Back in the 70s, that was the Shell had a commercial that would show you all these different things. Pump your brakes. Don't just slam on them in an ice. Always steer into the – when you're back, when you start slipping and sliding in your fishtail, always steer into the fishtail and pump the brakes. Yes, we will kill answer this thing.
You're so funny.
That is true, though. They did that. You, that's what they said. They did this. They went like this. They went, it was on Shell. It was a Shell commercial in the 70s where you're watching, like, volleyball chicks chasing the ball around or
he
something.
He encouraged me. He said, you should go into powder puff racing. And I said, why?
Who's he?
The teacher, the instructor. He said, I had great dexterity behind the wheel. And he said, yeah, because what we did is he set the pylons up and we were supposed to go like 5 miles an hour and then turn around and go 10 miles an hour. And most of them knocked at least one over. And he said to me, do it again. Let's go 15. And I did. And then not fell over. And he goes, let's do it again. Go 20. And we got all the way up to, I think it was 28.
Oh, 28? Are you fucking kidding me? 28 miles
28
an hour?
Miles, yeah, going around the pylon.
Wow.
Up at Central.
Oh, that freaking parking lot. Jesus Christ.
This guy.
I've been there. See, that's the problem is I've been in that stupid-ass little driving.
You know what a curmudgeon
lot.
Is?
What is a curmudgeon?
That's you.
Really? So if I go to Webster's, there's going to be no definition whatsoever. You say Jim Chase. That's all it's going to say.
And you know what, Terry Sue, if you prefer a cucumber, phallus-wise, you have very good, limberness there.
I don't know. I think it's kind of odd because that tells me you have a tendency to like warts. Those things got little wart bumps all over those cucumbers. So you must want a guy that's got some kind of venereal disease or something. Is that those things have bumps and lumps and warts all over? What do you women?
Oh,
why would you want
God.
Something like that? That's gross.
Oh dear.
There are smooth cucumbers. You know there are.
I like my cucumbers smooth.
Like the English ones, they have ridges. English cucumbers.
I always cut the ridges off.
Ruffles have ridges.
And
maybe I'll bite them off.
Not all. No, they all don't. They all do not.
Where did they find him, Rachel? He had been fired from a place that was a recycling center. And he was in one of the outbuildings. Not outhouse, but outbuildings. And he shot himself in there. But, I lost my love on Saturday. Yesterday.
He wasn't your love.
Matthew Perry, I loved him.
You loved him, but he wasn't your love.
That's so sad.
He is.
God.
And he was trying so hard, you know, to get right in his life. Yeah.
Hey, when your time's up, your time's up.
Terry says gherkins have ridges on them. I thought it was little ones.
Those are the little ones.
What are pickles made from?
Vinegar.
That's what I'm talking about. What do you women want?
And what is a Lebanese cucumber?
I don't know if she meant Lebanese. I don't know. Well, I guess she probably did. I don't know. I've never been to Lebanon.
Does that mean it still has its foreskin?
No, I don't know. I don't know what that means. Let's put
Jim
the bow on this.
Jim says we have to wrap. We got to call it.
Monday's tomorrow. Tomorrow's Monday. We got Monday comes.
Time of death.
Well, thank
you gotta like it.
Giving us you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being.
We enjoy you
friend.
So much, and you are going to give us a full report after your lovely trip tomorrow.
I can't imagine. It's going to be. There's going to be so much nothing that's happened. It's going to be great.
Just remember, it's dangerous to do oral sex while he's driving.
Yeah, because after
I'm up for anything.
Now, on this one road trip, now all of a sudden, boom.
Well, the thing
after
is,
a year of nothing.
We don't want you to, what's the word? What do they call it when they cut that thing off? What do they call that?
You're going to freaking amputate something.
Amputate the penis. No. If you have an accident. And you're doing it. He could lose his manhood.
Oh, Deb, I could go into the room and talk with you right now.
That is not happening. It's not happening. It can happen.
I could really go in the dirty talk. Yeah.
I bet you could.
It doesn't matter. matter. It's still not going to happen. You can talk all the shit you
I
want.
I think Lisa drags us unwillingly, but we can't help it.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Tell me, dirty cat.
Hey, it is what it is. That is life. But those two are not going to be any kind of kids, so.
No coitus.
No, oh, no. That
might be on the menu.
That ain't on the menu. Their menu's fucking burned. There ain't no, there's no, there's no sex menu. That's toast.
Lisa, go and have a good time, okay?
You can have a good time. He's banging anybody, I'll tell
and
you
thank
that.
Thank you, so. Honey. Thank you. We love talking to you.
Long time.
Yeah, take care, honey. Honey bunny. What's a lay-by?
Is that it's time to go.